In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Among many things in the bill, it maintains an effective safety net for cotton based on a non-recourse loan and countercyclical payments as well as direct payments. And it also contains several cotton-supported changes to the cotton portion of the bill, including adjustments to the schedule of loan premiums and discounts and an economic adjustment program for textile manufacturers. It also updates and improves conservation programs as well as contains other titles typically within a farm bill, including nutrition.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It's passed the Senate Agriculture Committee. From there, it will move on to the floor of the full Senate, which could happen as early as next week, but more than likely the week of November the 5th. There, the full Senate will debate the measure, and we will likely see a lot of amendments. One of the most concerning amendments for the cotton industry would be what's called the Grassley-Dorgan Amendment, which is named for Senators Chuck Grassley and Byron Dorgan. The Senate committee bill contains true reform on payment limitations, but these senators believe that it needs to go well beyond what's in the bill, and their amendment will contain ill-advised broadside that will shrink U.S. agriculture and harm commercial-sized farms, which we have in the Mid-South.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Talk to their senator or their staff and urge support for the committee bill, specifically, as I mentioned, the Grassley-Dorgan Amendment. This will be a serious test on the Senate floor. If you think back to the 2002 Farm Bill, this amendment passed, which would be very detrimental to the U.S. cotton industry. Cotton, as well as other commodities, will have a huge fight on their hands to make sure that the Senate defeats the Grassley-Dorgan Amendment.